Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blintfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have one of our gorgeous clients, Vivian, on the podcast. She's actually young. She's 25. So a lot of the women in our program are older, in their 40s and 50s, but we do also have a lot of younger women in our program in their 20s and 30s. And I always think, oh man, I wish I found this in my 20s and didn't spend, you know, 17 years of my life doing crazy, crazy things. But Vivian's 25. She's got no kids. She used to be a nurse, palliative care nurse. Is that what you were? Palliative care?
Yeah, did a bit of palliative, gen surgical, medical. Yeah, a bit of everything.
Yeah. And she's got a partner, no kids. Lives in Australia, in Melbourne. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to share your story, actually, because I think, you know, we get a lot of women who come into the program with Hashimoto's, thyroid issues, PCOS, endometriosis, and then we get a lot of women who are just, you know, don't have any of those issues, all with the same goal of obviously improving their health, and they want to lose weight and improve their body composition. A lot of them think that they can't lose weight and they can't improve their health because they've got this condition, and you've had incredible results since you've come in. You've been here for 9 months, you've lost 12 kilos, 12% body fat, you look amazing, you look just healthier, like so much healthier, and you've had such great improvements in your cycle. But anyway, tell the listeners a little bit more about your background, you know, what you did for work or your health history, and then why you joined the program.
Yeah, absolutely. So before, when I first started having all my hormonal issues, it would have been 2022. Yeah, 2022 it would have been. I remember I went to the doctor and I was just like, I'm feeling like fucking shit all the time. It would get to like 11 o'clock during the day. I was working as a nursing assistant at the time. It'd get to like 11 a.m. in the morning and I would like start to feel like I'd get like head spins. I'd feel like I was literally just going to drop dead on the ground. Like I'd have to sit down at work, and this was the time where you still had to wear a face mask at work all the time, especially in the hospital setting. So I always thought it had something to do with that, the fact that maybe, I don't know, I just wasn't getting enough breathing in, like it was restricted airflow. And then got my test results back from the doctor and he was like, yeah, you've actually got Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I was like, oh my god, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's an autoimmune disease. I was like, oh my god, autoimmune disease, like disease, like what is going on, like this is so bad, like what the fuck. And then I remember I was going to the beach with my friend and I was like searching up podcasts, and your podcast with Margie was the first one that I actually listened to in regards to Hashimoto's. And I listened to it and I was like, all right, well, I've got to start implementing this. But then I was like, but then I'm hearing so much more from other people about like cutting out carbs and doing a carnivore diet, and that's really good for your thyroid. So it just kept being this revolving door of, for I think 2 years after that, my weight would spike up. I think the 80s highest I went to was 89. And when I first got diagnosed with it, I think I was sitting at 76, 78. And yeah, my weight just kept like going up and up and up. And the highest, yeah, it got to was about 88, 89. And then I'd like try a new diet. I'd maybe lose like a kilo. And then it would just go back up and the symptoms were just never changing. Like I was just so puffy. I had really bad hormonal acne, like all down the side of my face. Yeah, so just revolving door, did carnivore. Then I did intermittent fasting as well. I think I did a couple 24-hour fasts. And now that I like know what I know from this program and like how much I drill it into myself, like eating within 90 minutes of waking, etc., I like cannot fathom the fact that I did that. And I would go to work as a nurse, sometimes do double shifts while I'm fasting. Like it blows my mind. Like now the understanding around like energy input and stuff like that, it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
I did the same sort of stuff too. Like I would work because I worked in hospitality. I mean, you're doing a much more important job than me, but like I would come up to work and like not eat all day and work all day and just, like, I don't even know how I did it.
No, and you wonder why you're still feeling like shit every day, but I think it's just like this society norm that has just been drilled into us that, yeah, like just such a lack of understanding about like energy and metabolism and like how your body needs to be fueled so you can feel good.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, I always use this analogy with clients, like imagining you're going to drive a car to the other side of Australia and you only put half a tank of fuel in. What's going to happen?
You're going to break down.
That's right. And so your body, it's unlike a car. So when you don't actually eat enough, you don't just die. You don't just fall over and die. Your body has these built-in mechanisms so that you can survive adrenaline and cortisol. So when your blood sugar's low and you're consistently not eating enough and you're really stressed, you're running on these stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, which break down fat and muscle tissue. And it's a very stressful pro you obviously need those hormones, but if you're running on them 24/7 for years and years and years, that's what causes all this dysfunction in your body. It affects your digestion, your thyroid, your hormone production, and your body just breaks down.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's got to overcompensate somehow to like keep you alive and like
Exactly.
keep you like going every day. And like even if you feel like shit, it's going to keep just, it's got to keep you going
Yeah.
somehow. Yeah, literally.
It is. It's crazy.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
exactly right.
And then what made you join the program?
Well, obviously from finding that podcast on Hashimoto's that you did with Margie and her daughter, I followed you on Instagram and I'd like always like watch all your reels and your content for years. And then I think last year I was in, well, this was it, I don't think, I know it. I was in Thailand for the second time with my partner. And I remember the year before when we went to Thailand, I said, if I ever come back here, like I want to feel good about myself. I want to like be able to wear the bike shorts and like just feel good. And then we went there on the second time and I didn't feel good about myself. Like, yeah, I had to wear bike shorts and stuff to the gym because it was so hot over there. You can't possibly wear leggings. And I just felt like shit every time I looked in the mirror. I remember I bought a pair of bikinis for this trip that I'd wanted for ages. And I remember putting them on for the first time the first day we got there in Thailand, and I put them on and I was like, looked in the mirror and I was like, I hated the way that I looked. Like, and it was so disheartening. Like, 'cause I felt like I have tried everything. I tried so much. And like, yeah, I just still felt like shit. I looked in the mirror and I just like hated the way that I looked. And like, I was like, I also used like just, I was so sick of being self-conscious and like ever worrying if like it would, I think, dampen the way that my partner felt about me and like whether like it, that was a huge impact in my mind as well. And I would get it impacted how I perceived myself. So when we were out and about, if there was an attractive girl around, like I would instantly just think, oh, he probably thinks that she's, this and that and stuff. And that was happening in Thailand. So then I remember you, I think you'd done a deal or something like that with the group challenge, or I think I joined the 90-day challenge first. And then I think 3 days later, I hadn't started yet because I was still in Thailand, but I just like signed up because I was just like, I've got to fucking do this. Like, I've really got to do this. And I did the 90-day challenge and then started that, like doing all my info and like watching all the content. And then the group coaching thing came around and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. And I remember I couldn't find like a sewing tape measure anywhere in Thailand. And so I went to just like one of the local stores and I bought a tape measure and I used my charging cord off my MacBook to like do all my measurements and stuff like that. So I could just get it in and like just see, like try and do the program and just get it all started before I came back home to Australia. And that was, yeah, end of July last year. So I think I started it the first week of August last year, and it's just changed my world.
You've just done the group coaching, hey?
Just the group coaching, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if you have a basic understanding of nutrition, the gym, and you're just needing a little bit more guidance, like that's like all you need. But like there's so much info. Like you guys, the coaches in it are so supportive. Craig is just, oh my God, that man is a knowledge bomb. Anything you need help with, he can help you with. I seen a naturopath prior to joining this program, could never get my thyroid numbers down, could never improve my digestion, like could never lose any weight at all. And then I come to you guys and just through diet, exercise, sleeping, getting my steps in, a few supplements here and there, but it's nothing crazy expensive like a naturopath, and it's just transformed everything.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast. So good.
Everything.
So good. So let's talk about then, what are the body composition and weight loss you've seen, and then talk about all of the health improvements and any other improvements.
Yeah, so when I started the program, I was 87 and I'm now roughly sitting about like high 73s, so 73.9. And just yeah, my body composition has changed so much. Clothes that I used to put on when I first started the program, I couldn't even get them up past me. They're now too big for me, and which is great, but it's also so frustrating when you're in between like weight size and you're still trying to lose weight and nothing will fit you, but you don't want to go and buy anything. And just huge reduction in my cellulite, especially in my legs, because that's always kind of where I've held it. My waist is so much thinner, and like I'm seeing muscle definition, especially in my shoulders as well, and like triceps, arms, like it's just incredible. And hormonal other benefits I've seen is my cycle has improved. I used to get like a really bad painful period on the first day, sometimes the second day. And now my period will come, I'll know when it'll come from my body temperature. It'll always drop. And yeah, it'll be like, you'll notice it's there, but nothing like it used to be. Like I can just cruise through my day. I'm not like tied up on the couch anymore with a heat pack, having to call in sick to work. And just like regretting it, I actually enjoy when my cycle comes and everything. It's so good. And my thyroid as well. My thyroid numbers are looking like so good, and just energy levels are just through the roof.
So good, so good. I was actually having a stalk of your Instagram the other day, like when I started following you. I was like,
Yes.
oh, you're so gorgeous. You're all dressed up with all your girlfriends. I did notice though, and I'd love you to comment on this because I think not all women struggle with this, but some women do, and I have in the past, drinking alcohol. I noticed in a lot of your photos, you look like you're a bit of a party girl who loves a drink. I'm like, oh, how hilarious. Like all these, you're gorgeous though, when you're dressed up with all
Thank
your
you.
hair done all beautifully. Talk about alcohol.
Anyone that knows me listening to this podcast will know that I have always been a party girl, always, ever since I was really young, which we were discussing the other day. It's Yeah, I've tried to limit drinking alcohol as much as I can during this program, not only for my health, but also because it's not good for you, but also as well, I don't like the way it makes me feel much more anymore. But I do notice drinking alcohol, it does affect your progress so much. But I'm still really working on my relationship with alcohol, and it's a constant cycle of trying to work on it and get better with it. And I wish I had a good relationship with it, and I could just just go out with a girlfriend, have a margarita and stuff without it turning into like a few more drinks and then not knowing where the night's going. But yeah, I think I've changed a lot in the past year, and I think this program has helped me as well, because it's helped me recognize doing a weekly check-in. If I binge drink on the weekend, then I do my check-in on Monday or Sunday. Yes, like I may have lost weight because I'm dehydrated and I look thin, and then 2 days later, the weight just spikes back up because of like all the inflammation and stuff. So it's made me really cut back on it a lot more, because it affects everything. Your sleep, like I like noticed on my watch, like you won't go through any of your stages. Your HRV is so low, like you're not refreshed at all. It's really not good at all.
It's and look, I mean, I love alcohol.
Yeah, same.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it, and I'm the
yeah.
same. I'm like, I just drink so less frequently now. I try to, like, occasionally I'll fall off the, when I say fall off the wagon, like there have been occasions over here where I've drunk too much, at Christmas Day, next day you wake up and you're like, oh, I think to myself, how did I used to do this? Do you know, how did I used to do this? And I really do think you
Yeah.
have to go, like, have a lot more time where you don't drink versus when you do drink. And it just,
Yeah.
the impact I think it has on your health and your hormones too. Like any women, even older women who are having like the perimenopause and menopause, when they drink, 10 times worse. 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a toxin. I seen something the other day about a woman saying, like, yeah, when you're drunk, it's not because like you're drunk, it's actually because your body has been,
Poisoned?
you've got a tox, you've literally been poisoned, and like
Yeah.
that's your reaction to being poisoned. You
Poisoned.
lose, like being inebriated
Yeah.
is, you slurring your words isn't funny. It's actually because you've been poisoned, your body's trying to actually detoxify it, and this is the reaction to it. It kind of like puts it into perspective for you. And then you have one drink and you're like, it goes out the window. And it's so fr like, you know, but I think it's a revolving door with alcohol. I think the society norm
I
doesn't
know.
help,
Especially in
especially the Aussie
Australia.
culture.
Oh
Oh.
yeah, it's like let's get shit-faced. I just wish it
Yeah, and
wasn't
I.
fun. You know, I wish it wasn't. I wish, you know, I love my favorite drinks is cocktails and champagne. They're my favorite drinks.
Oh, I love a spicy margarita.
Oh,
Like,
same.
oh
Me
my
too. I
God.
know.
Love it.
I know. You do
And
feel so
just.
much better. You got to have some good stints without booze. Like you have to, and then limit it and not try not to binge drink because it's just, yeah, it's hard though. Like I still like I was like, I mean, I'm obviously a lot older than you, 44, and I don't party hard like I used to, but it, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I don't know why I love it.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I wish I knew why I love it too. But I did, yeah, a month off the booze until last weekend, which would have been the photo you were talking about, my girlfriend's birthday. And
Yeah.
I felt great. And I think I really want to start implementing that a lot more. And I've got like my birthday coming up the next couple of weeks, and I'm wanting to try not drink for that as well, because I don't know when the last time I had a birthday was that I didn't drink at. And I'd like just
Just got to
waking up the
try.
next day.
Yeah, I
And just
know.
waking up the next day,
Fresh.
like waking up fresh. Oh my,
Yeah.
like it's so underrated.
It is
So
underrated.
underrated.
And then doing
So
stuff in the
underrated.
morning.
Getting up at 6 a.m., going for the sunrise walk, going to the market.
I know.
You get so much more achieved.
Yeah,
Like,
it is
and I
good.
feel
Rather than
like
wake up feeling like you want to kill yourself. Yeah.
literally, or just eat like shit, you
Yeah.
know?
Oh, I
Like,
know. And that's the thing too. It's, yeah, anyway, that, but really, thanks so much for sharing that with the alcohol because I think a lot of women do struggle with that.
that's okay, especially
Yeah.
at my age, I think, as
Oh,
well. As we said,
yeah.
that Aussie
But even your
culture
age and
is.
older, like at any age, I reckon, like,
Yeah.
you know. You
No,
probably it's
absolutely.
younger, you drink in to party and have fun, and then when you're older, you drink in to cope with bloody stress. I remember I used to just come home and like I'd be under eating too, and then I'd be stressed and I don't crack the wine and yeah.
Yeah,
Good on you
nah.
though. Well done. Well
Thank
done.
you. I
Well done.
appreciate it.
And so, if a woman was listening to this and she was sort of, I mean, do you think you would have got these results without the coaching if you're trying to do it on your own?
I don't think I would have, because if I would have, I wouldn't have needed to join the coaching program. I would have gotten the results bloody 6 diets ago.
And if a woman was listening to this and she was thinking about joining one of our programs and she's been sitting on the fence, what advice would you give her?
I would say just do it. Like, it's scary and it's really daunting to do something after everything's failed so many times. But like, the proof's in the pudding with this program. Like, the amount of testimonials that you and Craig and the coaches get in regards to their like progress is just phenomenal. And like, you don't actually see an online coaching space where they get this many women from such different walks of lives, especially in, I think, the main age group that you get, that premenopausal, menopausal and post, like that is just, it's incredible. So yeah, don't sit on the fence any longer. Like, I will scream this from the fucking rooftop. Like, just do it. Like, do it. Like, you've got nothing to lose. Like, your health is so important. And that's what I just kept thinking. Like, I don't want to continue living and feeling like crap every day and like having a like shit thyroid and like bad thyroid numbers, because that's going to impact other hormones. And like, yeah, I don't want to wait until I'm 50 and I've got like, I'm on hormone replacement therapy, they've had to remove my thyroid or something else. Like, just do it now while you can. Like, don't wait.
Awesome. Oh, well, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story. Hopefully you can inspire some younger women to take action, and not, like the rest of us who did dumb shit for 20 years and then decided to try and make
Oh,
yourself.
well, I've done my fair share of shit too, so dumb shit too. So we've all got to
Too
go through
funny.
it, no matter how long it took.
That's true. That's true. When the time is right, the time is right. It's never too late. But
Exactly.
and if you've been like listening to this or sitting on the fence or you just want to find out more information, you can book a free discovery call below. There's a link in the show notes. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And thanks again, Vivian. And I will see everyone next week.
Thanks, Kitty. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.